Welcome, welcome to the English podcast with Tommy from learnenglishwithtommy.com. Ah, yes, that's me. Welcome, good evening to episode 3 of Brilliant British Accents and Dialects with me, Tommy. And today I've got someone who I respect quite a lot as a teacher. We haven't known each other for quite a long time, but still, she is someone who I look up to as a mentor of mine. Her name is Vicky. Good evening to you, Vicky.
Hey, hello. Now you're making me nervous.
Oh, don't feel nervous, Vicky. Don't feel nervous. It's me feeling nervous here because I feel like getting a big scalp like you onto the podcast is like getting the Pope to even talk to me. You know, so you are, you know, when I first got in contact with you, it felt like there was something there. You know, there was something really, there was a bright spark that sort of kicked me into action. And, you know, since then we've been in contact, you know, so it's a pleasure to have you on this evening. Can you tell us where you're from originally?
Nottingham.
You're from the area around the cricket ground of Trent Bridge. Am I right?
Well, funny you should mention that. Yes, I am.
Are you a cricket girl? Do you like your cricket?
No, I don't like cricket at all. I like football, but not cricket.
Ooh, okay. Well, we might come to that a bit later. So you come from Nottingham, but your accent that you speak with has been influenced over the years, I guess, by a lot of different factors. What are these factors that have influenced your accent?
Okay, well, I left Nottingham when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I went to live in New Zealand for a year, and then I came back, and I didn't have anything to do or anywhere to live, so I decided to go through clearing.
Yeah.
I did an undergraduate degree in Farnborough. We were just talking about Farnborough.
Farnborough, for those of you who are unsure where it might be on the map, look up the county of Hampshire. Hampshire is the county which directly goes on to the south coast of England. But Farnborough is not actually on the south coast, is it? It's a bit further inland.
Yeah. Military, very military all around that.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been around the world, and obviously if you go around the world, this has an impact on the way we speak, how we pronounce words, the intonation, the dialects that we pick up on the way around the world. So is there anything in particular in Nottingham that, you know, any particular words or phrases that we need to pick up on when we maybe go to the city of Nottingham?
Well, particularly, I find it's the ending of words that's very, very different. So if I just said particularly.
Yeah.
And like a regular person from Nottingham would say particular.
Particular.
Particular. Or my name's Vicky, but in Nottingham, I'm Vicar.
You're Vicar. So if I hear anyone from Nottingham, they sort of have this, they sound a bit like they're from Yorkshire, but they're not from Yorkshire, they're from the Midlands. Yeah, because Nottinghamshire is pretty much centre part of the UK, is it not?
It is. It's actually the East Midlands.
Yeah.
But I think what happens in the East Midlands is you get this crossover of different accents.
Yeah.
And so you get this mixture of this peculiar accent, which apparently is the hardest for any impressionist to mimic. It's really, really hard. So there's quite a few words that are different. For example, if you want to go and get like a ham roll, rolls aren't rolls in Nottingham, they're cobs.
Cobs?
Cobs. Yeah.
Like you mean like the American corn on the cob?
No, I mean like a bread roll is a cob.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
It's a cob. Your ears are your tabs. Have you heard of that?
Tabs.
Ears, tabs.
No, not heard that. Not heard that before.
Oh, this is great. What else can I tell you? I'll have to think of something else. But just quickly go back to the Farnborough story. The reason why I changed my accent, or I learned to speak in a different way, is because I got so much flack for coming from up north, moving down south 20 years ago, when it just wasn't cool to be from the north or the middle of England.
Yeah.
So I had to kind of retrain how I spoke, so I didn't stand out, because at that point, you know, my early 20s, 1920, I didn't want to stand out at all.
Mm.
I just wanted to blend in.
It's interesting, because nowadays it seems to be cooler to come from the north than it is to come from the south.
Yeah.
You know, because like when I, you know, I've had an episode earlier today with one of our colleagues from Yorkshire, and I found it so nice to listen to hear hear this very slight Yorkshire accent. You know, it felt something like, it felt like it was an exotic accent to me. And listening to the way that you spoke before we came on here this evening, I thought originally you were from Yorkshire. Then I put you down as maybe someone who comes from Middlesbrough. You know, so I was really sort of struggling which part of the map I need to put you on. By the way, Yorkshire is the northeast of of the United Kingdom, of England. Let's be more specific here. And Newcastle and Middlesbrough, they are the cities which are in the northeast of England. That's interesting, because when I heard you, I thought Yorkshire. I was figuring it out, because you have underlying current of a Yorkshire girl, but you're not quite a strong Yorkshire girl, because you know, you come from the right side of the Pennines. It's like you come from the eastern side of the Midlands, which is the right side, which is, as we look at it, the right side of the right side of the Pennines, which are the biggest mountain range, by the way, in England. So, you know, I was thinking Yorkshire maybe, or Middlesbrough. You know, there was a sort of like, I didn't know where to put you on the map. But it's interesting that you are from the city of Nottingham. Now, you said before we came online, you're not a cricket girl.
Nope.
But you like your football.
I do now.
Nottingham, do now. Nottingham Forest or Notts County?
Neither.
Neither.
Well, now I live in Valencia. I really like Valencia. So,
okay. So
that's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
But I love watching England on the TV and that kind of stuff. But I've been to two live matches here in Valencia.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. And the vibe is great. I love it.
Can you just quickly say the word awesome again?
Awesome.
Yeah, actually, you put more emphasis on awe than I do, because when I say awesome, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's not a strong intonation on awe. You know, you're saying awesome. You know, there is an underlying current of some sort of strange mixture of English accents put into that word. When you were growing up, what was the before you moved down to southern England, what was the underlying influence on the way that you spoke English?
My father, I was brought up by my father, and he used to say to me, if I don't speak properly, I'm going to send you to elocution lessons. And he was from London. My dad's from London.
Yeah.
So everybody in the village spoke, you know, Vicar, Tommy.
Yeah.
But I had to be Vicky, and yeah, I had to change from quite early on. But you can't, like, when I say, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I can hear it in my own voice.
Yeah.
Like, great. You know, it's different to someone else just saying, great.
It's great. If I say the word great, it comes out completely differently. The way that you say it, it's complete. Yeah. It's great. You know, I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your voice that you're trying to bring back. You're trying to bring back your accent that you grew up with, or your roots that you come up with. There was once upon a time someone who said to me, "You can take the girl out. You can take the man out of the You can take the man out of the region, but you can't take the region out of the man."
Absolutely.
There you go. Absolutely. You know, dear listeners.
There's a little song in the
intonation.
Yeah, the intonation. Yeah, definitely. But the minute I go back there, the minute I'm there, it's immediate.
Yeah.
And whatever I've trained myself to do is gone.
Yeah.
Completely. Which I love. I really, really love that.
Why would you say that you are someone who has a typical accent of the region that you come from? Typical East Midlands accent.
I think it's slightly. My accent is slightly weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Just slightly weaker. I think it's a lot. It'll be a lot stronger up there.
Yeah.
A lot stronger. Yeah.
But would you be able to understand what they are? Would you understand locals from your area? If you went back up to Nottinghamshire tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And I wouldn't and I'd be speaking like them as well immediately.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely.
Do you enjoy speaking in the accent that you grew up with?
Yes, I love it.
You love it? Ah. Yeah, I'm picking up words here. Words that you are saying. You're saying love it, you know. Just so those of you can hear the way I say it, it's love it, you know. So the O is an rather than love, you know. It's rather than oh, you know. You're not. I'm pronouncing it as an which is like a sort of like a. Not again. It's English, you know. It's you know where you're saying oh, you know. It's love. It's love, lass. You know. It's not. It's not love. It's love. You know. Let me just test you out on this. And try and give me these words in as native as possible accent to the region that you come from. Nottingham. Nottingham.
You want me to say Nottingham?
Yeah. In as natural way as you would have said it when you were growing up.
Nottingham.
Okay. Nottingham. Okay. Say Valencia.
Valencia.
Oh,
Valencia is just Valencia.
Okay, so you can't change it. Okay.
No, I don't think that'll change.
Say something to me in a sentence that you might have said. Maybe you say something like, "I'm going to the pub."
Oh, go to the pub.
You're going to the pub. Yeah, she's going to the pub. She's going to the pub. You know, she's not going to the pub. She's going to the pub. Ashley's going to pub. Okay.
So we clip some of the words. We clip them.
You clip some of the vowels completely out of it.
Yeah, and some of the vowels are elongated. Like I say, sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. It's not sometimes. It's sometimes. You know. It's like I say, when I first heard your voice, I was like, Yorkshire, Middlesbrough. Newcastle? No, not possible. Not possible to hear. Not possible because you don't sound like you're from the north of England. You know, because you'd have a stronger. There would be a stronger underlying current, underlying accent as such. So it's interesting. Do you go up the pub or down the pub? Because there are parts of the UK where you go up the pub, and other times when you go down the pub. You go down the pub.
If it's not down, but it's Dan. It's Dan.
Dan. Dan. Dan the pub. I mean, I have to say that in the short time that I've had you here on this episode, I've had a lot of fun. You know, I've had a lot of... I don't remember the last time I was able to laugh so much about the English language in terms of accent and in terms of the way that we pronounce the words. Because, you know, like I say, I'm going to say this to anyone and everyone listening. I come from a part of England where we were brought up to, where I was brought up to speak a bit like the Queen. RP, you know, standardized, boring English. When you were growing up, obviously it was cooler to come from down south than from up north. Now it's more in, when I was growing up, it was more cool to come from up north than it is to come from down south. You know, so for me, it's been an enlightening episode, I have to say, because I've learned a bit about your accent. I've learned about the way that you speak. I've learned about the way that you say words, and the way that the intonation, the way you in, you know, the intonation of the words that you have. Is there any final phrase or final sentence that you'd like to give us in Vicky's accent?
Well, I would. A up me duck.
A up me duck.
A up me duck. We don't say how, we say A up me duck.
What does that mean? Just so that those of us who never come from Nottinghamshire would know what that means.
It means hello. It's hello. A up me duck. Oh me duck.
Okay. Okay. So, if you go to Nottinghamshire and you end up in a pub somewhere in a rural part of Nottinghamshire, try out your A up the tucky. You know, because I mean that I'm sure they will take a liking to all of you. Vicky?
Absolutely love it.
You'll love it. You're at it again, love, aren't you? That's like, and down. I do apologise, Vicky. You know, I don't like to rub it in. You know, I've been away from the UK for the last 8 years, and I can't say that I feel homesick at all. I would stay here for the next 108 years if possible. So, you know, I can't say I'll ever feel homesick from what's happening on Brexit Island as we speak. Another topic, another day. Vicky Mugridge from Nottinghamshire, I'd like to thank you for giving us your best Nottinghamshire accent.
You're very welcome, my friend. Very welcome.
You're welcome. You know, there she's at it again. You know, she's at it again. She doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean to be like this. Vicky is someone who once she gets into it, she can't get out of it. You know, it's been a pleasure having a laugh with you, Vicky. I hope you, Vicky. Oh, you got me on it as well.
Hey, Tommy, it's been great.
Vicky Mugridge from Nottinghamshire, thank you very much for joining us on tonight's episode of Brilliant British Accents and Dialects. Dear listeners, I'd like to thank you as well for listening in. I hope you'll join us again for another episode of the English Podcast with Tommy. It's goodbye from me, Tommy, and it's goodbye from Vicky.
Ta-ra,
love. Ta-ra, love.
Ta-ra, love. Ta-ra.